Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 10 Rules of Successful Nations by Ruchir Sharma is a thought-provoking guidebook that investigates what makes some countries thrive while others falter. Drawing on decades of international experience as a global investor and columnist, Sharma distills complex economic and political trends into 10 straightforward rules that define national success. This book is not just about economics or politics separately, but about the holistic interplay between governmental policies, societal values, economic fundamentals, and global circumstances. Sharma's writing is crisp and accessible, blending data, storytelling, and sharp analysis. Readers are invited to look beyond headlines and understand the deeper-rooted drivers of progress and decline. The book draws from case studies in every part of the world, making it as relevant to policymakers and business leaders as it is engaging for general readers curious about global affairs. Instead of idealizing or dismissing any single country, Sharma's approach is balanced, pragmatic, and refreshingly non-dogmatic. He encourages critical thinking and the understanding that there are no miracle models, just patterns of disciplined decision-making, adaptability, and humility before the unpredictability of global trends. If you want actionable insights into what shapes nations' destinies in the 21st century, the 10 Rules of Successful Nations offers a unique lens through which to view the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rule of economic growth, the importance of sustained GDP. Expansion, at the foundation of national success, Sharma argues, is the consistent achievement of robust economic growth. He clarifies that the difference between fleeting booms and long-term prosperity is the ability to maintain growth over decades, not just a few quarters or years. Sharma explores how countries like South Korea, China, and Singapore achieved breakout growth, explaining the policies and societal factors behind their upswings. He also points out that even giants like the United States have periods of stagnation, emphasizing the importance of avoiding complacency. Through historic and contemporary examples, Sharma identifies key enablers of growth, such as investment in education, openness to trade and innovation, and the cultivation of sound institutions. He discusses the pitfalls of resource dependency and the dangers of relying too heavily on any one industry or external force for growth. Importantly, Sharma outlines the typical cycles of boom and bust that afflict nations, making the argument that discipline and adaptability in policymaking are vital to smooth out these fluctuations and support a stable environment for business and society. Secondly, the competitive edge. Diversification and adaptation. A major thread throughout the book is the notion that successful nations are dynamic and diversify their economic foundations. Sharma illustrates how over-reliance on a single resource or industry, such as oil in Venezuela or manufacturing in Detroit, can lead to stagnation or crisis when global conditions change. Successful nations hedge against volatility by encouraging a broad range of industries, investing in emerging sectors, and maintaining openness to new ideas and technology. Adaptation is further tied to the ability to accept and learn from failure. Sharma uses the example of Japan's rise and subsequent stagnation to explore the limits of rigid systems and the necessity for reform and reinvention. He also discusses how smaller nations like Switzerland have thrived due to flexible labor markets and strong education systems, which allow for rapid responses to market shifts. Ultimately, the lesson is that no advantage is permanent and that survival depends on resilience and the readiness to transition as the world economy evolves. Thirdly, fiscal prudence and smart government. Sharma dedicates a critical rule to the role of government in shaping national destiny. Through numerous case studies, he shows that reckless fiscal policies, runaway debt, and excessive government intervention can doom even formerly successful nations to decline. Examples such as Argentina and Greece illustrate how fiscal indiscipline leads to inflation, economic collapse, and social unrest. In contrast, nations that exercise discipline, like Germany with its famed balanced budgets, create stable environments that attract talent and capital. Sharma doesn't call for minimalist government. Rather, he emphasizes the importance of responsive, transparent, and accountable governance. He also discusses how effective governments strike a balance between necessary regulation and entrepreneurial freedom. Policies should be flexible and evidence-based, enabling quick pivots in response to new challenges. Readers learn that smart government is not about size, but about efficiency, capacity, and the presence of strong, independent institutions that uphold the rule of law. Fourthly, openness to people and trade. The success of a nation, Sharma contends, is closely tied to its openness, both in attitude and in policy. This includes openness to global trade, foreign investment, and the movement of talented people. Historical and modern examples abound. He points to the United States' long-standing openness to immigrants and innovators as a core source of its competitive power. Conversely, Sharma discusses how protectionism and cultural insularity have contributed to the stagnation or collapse of great powers, such as the closing down of China in the late Qing Dynasty or the trade restrictions in interwar Europe. He further argues that protectionist instincts often intensify during periods of economic duress, but the truly successful nations resist those pressures and maintain open borders and markets. The book cites empirical evidence that economies with strong international connections tend to be more dynamic, adaptive, and prosperous. Openness also extends to ideas and political dissent, fostering a richer environment for solving complex problems and innovating for the future. Lastly, social cohesion and institutional trust. As vital as economics and policy are, Sharma argues that national success hinges equally on trust and social cohesion. The rise and fall of nations are often directly related to levels of societal trust, the legitimacy of institutions, and the presence of an engaged, educated citizenry. Sharma delves into how corruption, polarization, and weak rule of law undermine nations from within, drawing on examples from Brazil, India, and even the United States. He demonstrates that countries with higher levels of trust tend to experience more robust growth, sustained innovation, and less dramatic cycles of crisis. Social cohesion allows for difficult reforms to be undertaken and for societies to pull together in times of adversity. Sharma also emphasizes the importance of inclusive growth, the idea that prosperity must be broadly shared to prevent unrest and decay. The design, independence, and strength of institutions, courts, regulatory agencies, education systems, serve as the bedrock of democratic and economic resilience. Societies with strong, trusted institutions not only perform better economically, but also are better able to adapt to global shocks. In conclusion, The 10 Rules of Successful Nations is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the underlying dynamics that shape the fortunes of countries. Whether you are a policymaker, business leader, student of economics, or simply a globally aware citizen, this book equips you with practical frameworks and historical context to interpret world events beyond sensational headlines. Ruchir Sharma's vast experience and analytical rigor shine through, breaking down complex topics into actionable insights substantiated by real-world examples. The book's multidimensional approach, encompassing economic data, policy analysis, sociology, and a global sweep of case studies, offers readers a holistic way to assess where nations stand today and how they might fare tomorrow. This perspective is highly valuable in an era of rapid geopolitical change, economic uncertainty, and unpredictable global risks. Choosing this book over others is justified by Sharma's balanced, non-ideological analysis. He synthesizes diverse sources and avoids over-reliance on any single theory or bias. His writing is accessible without sacrificing depth, making the volume as useful for experts as it is for general audiences. By reading The 10 Rules of Successful Nations, you can learn to recognize early signs of growth or decline in any country, make informed investment or travel decisions, participate knowledgeably in debates, and develop a worldview anchored in evidence rather than hype. Owning this book is an investment in your understanding of what makes nations, and by extension, organizations and communities, successful or vulnerable in the 21st century. If you would like to support Ruchir Sharma, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.